from KQED.
We begin this morning just north of Los Angeles, where 100,000 people are under mandatory evacuation as firefighters battle a blaze that started near the community of Sylmar after 9 o'clock last night. So far, the Saddle Ridge Fire has burned more than 4,700 acres and is currently burning at a rate of 800 acres an hour. At least one person is dead and 25 homes have been damaged so far. L.A. County Fire Chief Dave Richardson spoke at a press conference this morning.
It's been a battle, and unfortunately it's too familiar. We've been here not too long ago, this very same spot. Your firefighters have been working tirelessly through the night to make a difference, protecting life and property throughout the city of Los Angeles and unincorporated communities as the fire continues to be pushed by the wind.
The fire is 0% contained and has forced the closure of portions of four freeways, including Interstate 5. The California Report's Saul Gonzalez is in the area now. Good morning to you, Saul.
Hi, Lily.
So why don't we start with having you just tell us where you are right now?
Yeah, I'm in the community of Sylmar on the far north side of Los Angeles. It's kind of where LA meets very, very dry hillsides. And as I talk to you, I'm looking at just a huge wall of gray and brown smoke from spot fires that are about a 2-minute walk from where I'm standing.
And people have been evacuated from the area where you are. How has that been so far?
Well, it's been a lot of traffic so far. A lot of people are making their way to evacuation centers, or they're just trying to get into the city to start their work day. So getting here, the traffic was really unbelievable on certain stretches. So that's already been one effect. Another effect has been school closures. A lot of schools in this part of LA, on the north side of LA, and adjacent communities are closed for the day. I think a lot of that is because of the fire danger, obviously, but also the air quality. The air quality is really pretty bad here.
And Saul, you've had an opportunity to talk to some of the people who are trying to get out. What are they telling you?
Well, a lot of people have either already left or they're standing on, which is so often the case on these kind of fires, they're just standing outside of their homes looking at the fire and calculating whether they should stay or whether they should go. One of those people was a Miss Daisy Perez, who I talked to about a half hour ago. So Daisy, we're standing here looking at flames on a ridge not so far off. You live in the neighborhood. How do you feel?
Kind of scared, because although they've happened a lot throughout the years, they've never been this close to where we can actually see the flames for, like, if you're standing in your backyard.
So what do you do today? Do you stay put, or do you think, it's a good time to leave?
I think stay put. Right now it looks like it's getting contained, but if it gets worse, probably start packing things up.
So walk us through, what are some of the particular communities, the neighborhoods that have been affected by evacuation so far?
Well, again, we're talking about where I am, Sylmar, but also Porter Ranch, the community of Granada Hills, Simi Valley, much further to the west. Essentially, these kind of suburbs of North Los Angeles. And we're looking at about over 12,000 people who've been ordered to evacuate their homes. They're making their way to shelters at a variety of recreation centers and parks in the region. This is also part of Los Angeles where people have large animals. There's a lot of people who own horses there. So that's also an issue here, is just the evacuation of horses in this part of Los Angeles. Mm. And Lily, looking ahead to the rest of the day, there's a red flag warning until at the very least the mid-afternoon. And I can certainly feel the winds very strongly blowing right now. That's supposed to continue through the day, and there are big concerns that this fire will only grow in the next few hours and head toward the west, head toward communities like Simi Valley.
All right. Saul Gonzalez, thank you so much.
Lily, thank you.